as it relates to Genevas Das, but specifically with an Akvam. And that is the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Geneva. So this is literally chapter 1, verse 1. Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, Hilchas Geneva. Says the Rambam, Kol Agoinim Mamoin, Mishova Pruta Umayil. If somebody steals money, Shova Pruta and higher, Oivra Loisa, say, Oivra Loisa, say, Shenema Loisa Gnoivu. Vein Loikin Alav, say, there's no Malkis for Loisa Gnoivu, Shari Nitin Letashlumen. Shahaganev Chayva Oisa Toyer Lashal. If somebody steals, it's Nitin Letashlumen. And Aloisa say, that's Nitin Letashlumen. The Rambam in Hilchas Gezeilah says Nitein Las Nitik Lase. Here he doesn't say Nitik Lase. He says Nitein La Tashlumen. A lot of raid in Bava Kama. But the point is, there's no Malkus for the lav of Geneva. Says the Rambam. The Echad Agoyin Mam in Yisrael. Doesn't matter if you steal money from a Yid. Oh yeah, Agoyin Mam in Goy. Oy Vedavay Dazar. Or even if you steal from a guy, but not just a guy, a pagan. Oy Vedavay Dazar. Echad Agoyin Mam is a Gadol. Oy is a Katan. Or if you steal from a Gadol, or you think maybe he's a Katan, it's different. It doesn't matter. It's Geneva Day Raisa, and you're over Aloisa say Shenemar. Loi Sig Noivo. The Rambam in Hilchas Geneva, Perek Zayin, Halacha Ches, is discussing the halachos of Mishkoilos. Perek Zayin, Halacha Aleph. Hashoikel l'chaveiro de Mishkoilos chaseiros min ha-mishkol she'eskimu olav bnei oisa ha-medina. So if somebody weighs and he uses improper weights, oya ha-moidit b'dima chaseiro, oya ha-mida she'eskimu olav, ha-reza oiva b'loisase, she'nema loisasu ovel b'mishpat, b'mida, b'mishkol, b'msurah, sukkim in parashas kiseitze, everyone knows this halacha, that you're not allowed to use false wait, says the Rambam in Halacha Ches, Echad Hanoisim Benoisim Yisrael. It doesn't matter if this person who used these improper weights was handling with a Yid, Oyem Agoy, Oyved Avoy Dazar, or with a non-Jew that's an Oyved Avoy Dazar, Imadad, Oyshokal Bechoser, Oyved Beloisaseh. He's over at Beloisase, the Chayiv Lahachzer, and he's going to have to give it back. Says the Magid Mishnah, how did the Rambam know that the Isser Mishkoilois, Chaseirois, and Mida Mishkol, and Mishkol, how did he know it relates to a non-Jew also? Maybe it only relates to a Jew. Says the Magid Mishnah, the Rambam held it was Pashit. He said, because if someone's over the Isser Mishkoilois, he's a Gav. And Geneva, the Rambam Paskin, the Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, relates, Echad HaKoyin Mom Yisrael, Oy Goy Eved Avay Dezara. So if Geneva relates to a non-Jew, there's no reason that this halacha should relate to a non-Jew as well. In other words, the Rambam Shita is that Geneva's Akum is Aser. Not only is it Aser, it's Aser Midei Raisa. And it's not a halacha that's tucked away somewhere in Hilchas Geneva. It's right in the beginning of Hilchas Geneva. When the Rambam introduces Geneva, he says, Echad HaGoyinim Mamin Yisrael, Echad HaGoyinim Mamin Goy. Just like everybody understands that in the laws of Geneva on a deraisa level, it doesn't matter if you steal from a gadol or a katan. What's the difference? It doesn't matter if you steal from a Jew or a non-Jew. It's the same exact halacha. And the Rambam says it again in Hilchas Geneva, Perek Zayin, Halacha Ches, and the halacha of the Mishkoilos, the way the Magid Mishnah understands it. Incidentally, I was thinking, you know, the Michas Chinuch speaks out many times that according to the Rambam, if somebody steals, in addition to the Isser Geneva, he's also overlay sachmoid. Right, you're not allowed to covet your friend's thing. So if you go ahead and take somebody's thing, there would be a leisachmoid. So would you have leisachmoid by Gneva Zachum? But the truth is, Michas Chinuch speaks it out mafurish. He says in Mitzvah Lamed Ches, at the very end, after his whole classic arichos on the laws of leisachmoid, he says, there's for sure no leisachmoid when it comes to a non-Jew. Interesting. Why? Because listen to the words of the Aseres Adibras, Parashas Yisrael. Leisachmoid beis reyecha. It says Reyecha three times. We know Reyehu was always Mamayit Oiv the Kechavim, so it says it in Cheschenoch, even though the Rambam Sheet is Geneva's Akum is Aser, and it relates to Mishkoilis and other halachas as well. But Leisachmoid, that piece of Leisachmoid, that you're not going to have by an Eni Yehudi. The Rambam in Hilchas Deyos, Perek Beis Halacha Vav, brings the halacha of Geneva's Das. So in Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph Hilchas Geneva, Rambam's talking about the raw halacha of Geneva. Perek Zayin Halacha Ches, the Rambam's discussing using, being dishonest in business, which is the halacha of the Mishkoilos. And in both places, the Rambam says the halacha relates to a Yid and to an Eini Yehudi equally. Says the Rambam Hilchas Deyos, V'loisiyah, I'm skipping, Echad Bepev, Echad Belev. A person should not be Echad Bepev, Echad Belev. El Toichei Gebarai. The way a person is supposed to conduct himself is bitoichi gebari, the inyan shebelev hu adav shebepeh. And a person should speak what he feels, meaning don't present yourself one way when really you're somebody else. Then the Rambam says, v'osr lignoiv das habrius. It's also to be goin of das. Afilu das agoy. Even a non-Jew. Keitzah lo yimko l'goy basen aveila b'chal shchuta. A person shouldn't sell to a non-Jew basen aveila. when he's presenting it as Basar Shechuta, even though he's going to say, what's the difference? It's not Lifnei Iver, he's an Eni Yehudi, he's allowed to eat, but it doesn't matter. Gnevis Das. V'loi minal shal mesa b'mokam minal shal shechuta. V'loi yisar v'chaber shioich halet slev v'chulu v'chulu. Either way, the Rambam brings many of the examples that were mentioned in our sugya, and the Rambam concludes, elisfas emes v'ruach nochoin v'leif tohar mikol omol. So it sounds like the Rambam's talking about Madreis, right? It sounds like you're like in the 14th parak of the Mesilas Yisharim. No, this is halachas. The Rambam says, osir. So he says, v'osir l'gnev das abriyos v'afilu das ha'agoy. Now all these halachas are brought down in Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber is in Simen Sameach, Tiyodua, Simen Shin Mem Ches, in Cheshem Mishba, Kol Agoynev, Afil L'Shav Pruta. If somebody sells L'Shav Pruta, Afil, Over Al Lav, Delo Yisik Noivu, V'chayv L'Shalom. Echad Agoynev Mom in Yisrael, Oy Agoynev Mom in Shal Akum. Echad Agoynev Migadol, Oy Mikot. Says the Ramah, Ta'os Akum. What about Ta'os Akum? Could going back to Isa B'Cheshman, can you fool, let's say you're better in math than the Eni Yehudi that you're doing business with. So can you fool him? Oy Lafti Al Vasoy, or you're not going to steal from him, you're just not going to repay a loan, Mutter. You just have to make sure it's never going to come to a Chil Hashem. V'yeshayim says the Ramah, the Aser La'Toisa. Yeshayim says no, it's Aser. Elim Tom may ask Meishar. If he himself made a mistake, you don't have to tell him about the mistake he made. But you can't do an action to go ahead and fool. Says the Bir Agra. What's the makar to the V'yeshayim in the Ramah? The second pshat says the Gra. It's Pashit. You know what the pshat is? Because it's Da'afilu Gnevis Das Asru Bichul and Dav Tzadik Dal Amaral V'chein Pasuk Aramba. It's Pasuk, because if Gnevis Das is Asru, how could Toysakum be Asru? So everyone knows the sugi of Toysakum, and it's 2 days in the Ramah. But the bottom line is that the Goyin says that the V'yei Shomrim in the Ramah is Pasuk. Because if Gnevis Das Akum is Asru, how could Tos Das Akum be Asru? So again, this is just a little bit of the background, just to set the table with the different Rambams and Perak Aleph Aloch Aleph, Perak Zayin Aloch Ches and Luchas Gneva, and Perak Bez Aloch Vav and Luchas Deis, and the Mechab and the Ramah and Simen Samech, which is a little bit more complicated. But just to speak out one tshuva, a tshuva from a Goyim Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zechet Tzadik Levracha, it's an Igris Moshe, it's Cheshem Mishpat, Chelik Beis, and it's Simen Lavet. The Shaila that was presented to Rav Moshe was apparently, once upon a time, I actually remember this tumult a little bit, people were stealing the New York State Regents. So we don't have these problems in Lakewood. But once upon a time, or New Jersey, I should say. Once upon a time, people were stealing the New York State Regents. And the question was presented to Rav Moshe about the halachic permissibility of high school boys stealing Regents to benefit. Their marks, says, they were getting the answers, says Rav Moshe, hine, bedvar she'losei al nashe shoma she'bi yeshivais matirim lehatalmidim. Listen to how the question was presented. It sounded like this was an inside job. The yeshivas were actually behind this. Lignoi v'shatshuvais lehasheilois b'mevchanei hasiyim she'oisa ha'medina regents kidei lohoinois ulekabel ha'tu'udai she'gamru b'tayis. Listen how Rav Moshe goes without this. Number one. Hine, dover zeh osu, every word in this tshuva you give him a day. Hine, dover zeh osu, it's osu. Loi rak medina de malchusa, elamidin tayis. Number one, it's medina de malchusa. You're not allowed to do it. So if the government doesn't allow you to do it, so it's usher right away. But besides for that, it's usher midayraisa, without din of the malchusa. Meaning a speed limit is the din of the malchusa. Don't say in the Torah you can't drive more than 65 miles an hour in the Garden State Parkway. So ask your local rabbi about din of the malchusa dina. So number one, din of malchusa dina is an entity unto itself. So you have din of the malchusa. Number two, for sure it's Gnevis Das. Shigam kenos k'da'amah shmul b'chulun daf tzadik da'alim ra'am. She'osu b'gnevis das ha'briyos. Va'afilu daito shalakum. So the Kolshkin Hachash who gave us Das the Kuliyam Afli Yisrael. So number one, you have Dina the Machusa, said Rav Moshe. Number two, you have Gnevis Das. But here, says Rav Moshe, even worse. You know why? El Dugam Gnevis Dover Mamish. Because what's going to happen? One day, this person is going to go on a job interview, and his potential employer is going to ask him, "So, what's your highest level of education? Did you graduate high school?" He's going to say, "Yeah, he's going to have a high school diploma." But in reality, he doesn't have a high school diploma. He cheated his way through high school. And as a result, his diploma is not real. This person's going to hire him on the das that he's a high school graduate, when in reality, he's not. So it's going to come out that every paycheck that this person deposits, he's a ganav, because he's taking money that really he has no right to take, because this person wanted to hire someone that has a job. Now, it's interesting. The person told Rav Moshe, it sounds like, in the Shaila, one of the things that was presented to him is that there's an idea in Shas that if someone's makbid on a davar she'enoi tzarech, rashay l'shaker. So let's say you have this, you're stubborn, you're makbid on a certain thing, but you're being silly. Well, why? Who cares? Does it really matter? So it could be such a kpeid that doesn't have so much value. So he told Rav Moshe that, you know, maybe this is not such an issue. He says, because he thinks it's important that this person have a high school degree in order to get a job. You know, a lot of people that dropped out of high school that made a lot of money, right? So why does it even matter? So Rav Moshe dismissed it. He said, first of all, you're not allowed to lie, so which is another reason you can't do this. But he says, besides, I disagree with you 100%. Rav Moshe says, "V'oy dekan shemakbidin in shivadei shayich lahakbid." This is not a davar she'ein rashay lahakbid. This is a real thing. The yesh vaday dvarim. There are certainly things. The mishu baki b'lemudei chayil who yoyse yoydeya b'inyane iskei parnasa mimasu umatan. There's definitely value to a degree, and if someone has an education, there's certain things he'll know how to do that someone who doesn't have a degree won't be able to do. Umbemele vaday aser ach. That's for sure. It's going to be awesome. There was another cheshbon. The other cheshbon was there's so much bittul Torah that's going to come about by studying for the rejects. It was a big deal. So if there's so much bittul Torah, right? So maybe because of the cheshbon of bittul Torah, it should be okay to steal the rejects. Says Rab Moshe, "Shegam b'shvil limud haTorah asur lignayv." What? It doesn't say that Talmud Torah is doicha geneva. So just because you're right, there's a bittul Torah cheshbon, that's not a reason for you to be able to go ahead. So he says, "And elamai." This person, you know, the ilum, they're such masmidim, and they just, it's very hard for them. They're at the point where you can't get married. I can't. There's a cheshbon of bittul Torah. Then you know what? Then you shouldn't worry. Then ain loy lidoy. And Ramesh was fine with that. He said, then don't go to high school and don't cheat your way through high school. And Metz Hashem will take care of you. But to go and to sit through the classes, but then cheat your way through because you don't want to study for it, that's not good. And then Rav Moshe says, that's not bittul Torah. He says, because these people anyways going to English. Elamai, they don't want to study. So he says, it's atzlus ba'alma, kishaloimid ba'ofich leileda, ki azmanu al koponim mevatel. He's anyways wasting time. The adarabba, you know what's coming from this? Number one, misragush leileda mashaloimid. You're sitting in a class and you're not paying attention. You're training yourself to learn without really having to know what you're learning, which is not a good thing. And not just that, Misragala Atzlus, you're training yourself to be lazy. Either way, Rav Moshe told him at the end of the tshuva, so, I mean, it was pretty clear that you're not allowed to steal the regents. But as far as Alocha L'maisa, but then Rav Moshe said that the people that are spreading these rumors that the yeshivas were behind it, he says, Chas v'shom, it's not true. And he was very, very upset about it. And he said he thinks a lot of it is kina because they know that the Bnei Yeshiva, a lot of them excel in their limudei choil. Adifim mitalmidim shalom dem abati sefer shalahem. You know, much better than a lot of the kids that go to, you know, the non-yeshivas. And there's a kina and there's anti-Semitism. There's a lot of sentiments that are enmeshed in this rumor. So Rav Moshe held, don't believe the rumor. But as far as the halachic permissibility, that's something that's definitely not going to be okay. There's another interesting tshuva in Igros Moshe Yerderich Eilek Aleph. Maybe we'll save that for next week.